Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Okay, we're looking at Mishnah Lamed Hey. But we're going to start first with the Chumash, as we always do. And today, I feel like it's even more useful than ever to look at the Chumash, because the Pesukim, I strongly suspect, are the source of the Rambam's weirdness, and I say that in a respectful way. Yeah, like the Yiddish word they always use is mudna. Mudna. It doesn't mean something wrong. So the Rambam is in, the Pesukim are in Kisisa. They're dealing with the mitzvah of Shemen HaMishcha, Shemen HaMashcha. How do they pronounce it in Eretz Yisrael? Do you ever hear? Shemen HaMishcha, not Mishcha, not Mashcha. Perek Lamed. Yeah, so it's Pasuk Chaf Beis. Okay. Vayedaber Hashem HaMashcha Limar. V'ata kach lecha b'samim rosh Mar dror, chamesh mayos, v'kinemon besa machatzisa, chamishim masayim, v'kinei besa chamishim masayim, v'kida chamesh mayos, v'shekel ha-kadosh, v'shemen zayis hin. So at least we have Kavod Chanukah, we have some oil here. But, so I'm just looking at the translation here. Choice spices, 500 shekel weights of pure myrrh, fragrant cinnamon, half of which shall be 250 of fragrant cane, 500 of cassia, in the sacred shekel weight, and a hin of olive oil. Going on, v'asisa osa shemen mishchas chedesh. You shall make it shemen mishchas chedesh, oil which is holy anointment. How do they have it? Oil of sacred anointment. Yeah, okay. Rokach mirkachas maaser rokeach, a blended component, the handiwork of a perfumer. That's how they say it. Okay, I'll take that. Shemen mishchas chedesh yehiyah. It shall remain, very interesting how they make Yehiyah say, it shall remain oil of sacred anointment. Why do they say that? Why do they say Yehiyah means remain? It's very interesting, I didn't notice that before. I don't know why Archibald says that.
The public already pointed out that it was Shem and Mishal, so
right.
The public adding
that. Uh-huh, yeah, okay. That's true. Sisa Asasha Mishal Shkadosh, so Yehiyah would mean to remain. Uh-huh. So the Targum, I'm just looking here, just Stam, I'm looking. So Shmashach Rebus Kudcha Yehei. Okay, same thing really. I don't think it helps me. Shmashach Rebus Kudcha. Yeah, okay, Yehiyah, I guess so. Yehiyah, it shall be, it shall remain. Okay. Welcome. Looking to Psukim and Pasu Imperik Lamed, Pasu Chaf, now we're at Chaf Vav.
Oil become,
Tofel and spices. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I just don't know why they say Yehiyah means remain. That's what I'm just looking at. No, it shall be. And then you have to ask a question, why is it repeating itself? And so, I don't know. Psukim are always difficult that way. All of a sudden here they decide to make Yehiyah be remain. I don't know. I don't know what that's based on. It catches my fancy. If you've looked at the Rambam, it's a little bit, it seems to be Nagaya, but I don't know where they get this. Because I don't think the Rambam used that pasuk for anything. Umashach tovo es ohel moed, and you shall anoint with it the ohel moed, the esaron ha'idus, and the Ark of the Testimony, ves ha'shulchan es kol kelav, ves ha'menorah, ves kelav, ves mizbach ha'ketaras, ves mizbach ha'olav, ves kol kelav, ves yoresh kano. Okay? V'kidashta osam, you shall sanctify them, v'hayu kadosh kadoshim, kol hanageya bahem yigdash. V'es aharon v'es vanav timshach, you're going to anoint them too. V'kidashta osam l'chahein li, you're going to sanctify them to be kohenim for me. V'es, or to, if you want to translate the verb, they have minister, fine. V'es aharon v'es vanav timshach, you shall, I'm just saying it. V'el b'nei Yisrael to dalei b'rimar, and to b'nei Yisrael you shall speak, saying about this oil. Oil of sacred anointment shall this be for me throughout your generations. So, yeah, zet li, this. Okay. Al basar adam la yisaf, on the flesh of a person shall it never be smeared, uvamaskun tolos asukamho, and it's in its exact measurements. or formulation. Shall you not make like it? Kodesh Hu, Kodesh Yelachem. It is holy, and it shall be holy for you. Isha Sheikach Kamah Vashitin Men Azar. Anybody who compound its like is how they have. Okay, right. Yes, okay. Anybody should make a pharmaceutical combination. Right? That's what we call today Beit Mekachas, right? From this. And whoever places it on a non-Kohen or v'nichras me'amav, he shall be cut off from his people. So it's an Isur Kares to actually apply it. This properly made mixture. Okay. Okay, those are the psukim. So to summarize, so he's supposed to make it a certain way. That's number one. And it shall be holy. And it says Yehi Yazel Lila Doro Seichem throughout your generations.
Is the Karas if you make it and then put it on somebody, or if you take the one that's already made and put it on somebody, or if you make it you don't get Karas, but once you put it on somebody you would?
Good question. Very good question. It happens to be a different mitzvah than the one we're learning. I mean, it's about Shemin Mishnah, but there's a different lav. It's in the lavin. Frankly, I don't know. The Rambam, to me, wasn't clear, but I wasn't paying a lot of attention to that. But you're asking a good question. You have to make it and put it on. Suppose you take something that somebody else made and put it on. Suppose you make it and you don't put it on. And the Rambam was very ambiguous. It was unclear to me. I looked at the Lavin before, but I didn't work on it, so I really don't know the answer. Okay.
And just Rashi quotes the Gemara, Mo Toshel Moshe. In other words, you're trading from the beginning of the pasuk where if you make it,
right,
and if you take simply Moshe's oil and the whole kind of
right. That's right. However, the Rambam is clear that if you duplicate it, you get courage for that too. Not only just not Moshe's himself, which is interesting. That's also a question. We'll put it this way. Let's raise this question. Does the Torah ever call for anybody but Moshe to make Shemen HaMishcha? Right, right here we have the Torah telling that you should make it, and then you're going to anoint Aaron and his children. And it should be, I don't think he makes it. I don't think it says anything about him making it.
He used it.
Yeah, right. So, it says, it shall be Shemen Mishcha's Chodesh L'Doro Seichem throughout your generations. So, the question really is going to be, we'll look at the language, but the question is going to be, is there a mitzvah to make it repeatedly, or is there a mitzvah for Moshe to make it and then to use it all the time? What's the deal? Right, that's going to be the question. But it's interesting that the Avera seems to be possible to violate by using a duplicate that isn't Moshe's. So when you're violating, all you need to do to violate is have the proper formulation and then use it. Right. It doesn't seem to be that if you use Moshe's, you violate, but if you don't use Moshe's, you don't violate. If you make a false replica and then you use it, your person gets cursed. All right, so now let's look at Sefer HaMitzvahs. I have these sheets here, but it could be we have enough Sfarim. You have your own Sefer HaMitzvahs there?
Yeah.
Okay, and I brought a couple here, so might as well look in the original. Lamed Hay in the Essin. So this Rambam is one of the toughest mitzvahs that we've seen yet. The Rambam is going to absolutely tie us in knots. He's not going to give us a lot of room to move at all. The Rambam says here, this mitzvah, Shetzivanu sheyihi yelanu shemen asui al hamiskones miyucheres muchan l'mshoch bo kokon gadol sheyizvanu. Okay. So the mitzvah is that Shetzivanu, he commanded us. So number one is, it's not a mitzvah on the Kohanim to make this, right? Even though it's related to Kachin, but it's a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael. Us, we Jews, have to make this, okay? Whatever the mitzvah, we have to do this mitzvah, whatever it is. What is the mitzvah? Sheyihi yelanu shemen.
It doesn't say we make it.
You're right, it doesn't even say make it. Sheyihi yelanu, we should have it. It should be for us. Asui ala miskanes, and it would be made by the specific formula, Muchan l'mshoch bo kogan gadol, prepared, set aside, dedicated, ready to anoint any kohen gadol sheni son who will be appointed. Not anybody else. Not, he doesn't say a kohen, and he doesn't say kings.
which is interesting because he's going to talk about kings later. Not later, he's going to talk about kings in another place. Anyway, Kemosha Amar, as it says in Emar, V'hakohen ha-gadol me'achav asher yitzak al rosh Hashem and ha-mishkan. So the Torah there describing the Kohen Gadol describes the Kohen Gadol as the one who has been anointed by having oil poured on his head. I'm not sure what Yitzhak. Yitzhak is really poured, I think. V'chein, yimashchu bok tas hamalachim. Also, they're going to anoint some of the kings. Promotion is part of B'din Mitzvazu. And what does he mean, some of the kings? Number one, it's got to be Malchei Beis David. Got to be from House of David. Two, it's only kings of the House of David who are subject to controversy. If there's an argument over who is the king, and then you're appointing a king, so you're Zuham Shachar. But if he's a normal descendant of Melech Beis David, who David the Melech was Nimshachar, then he doesn't need Mashiach. The Rama speaks this out. So, it's a Mishnah.
Is there ever a king that didn't fight about?
Good question. Shlomo was fought about. He needed Mashiach.
Yeah. And after that, they all fought about because there was two countries.
Yeah. I don't know. I really don't know who might not have been anointed, who was clearly the only successor. That's a good question.
Because then okay. The concept is if we don't argue about Mashiach, they wouldn't need it.
Right. Okay. Oh boy, is that going to be a scene? What's amazing is that we all say that, but I'll be right to think of it. Not that anybody will care about it, so I'm just saying, I'm not going to sit on the side and watch everybody else fight and laugh. I'll be fighting. I'll have an opinion. But I'm still laughing at everybody else, because I'll be right. Anyway, okay. Okay. And so will everybody else be right. That's the problem. Okay. Ukvar Nimshach. We won't even ask Mashiach what his opinion is. We'll tell him. Okay. Ukvar Nimshach ba Mishkan v'chol kelav. And, says the Rambam, all the Mishkan and all its vessels have already been anointed. V'lo yimshchu ba kelim l'doros. And they're not going to anoint future kelim in the generations. Keep a beer. But Be'er Omer B'Sifri, they already said explicitly, Shemashichas and Shala'elu, that with the anointment of these original kelim, kolom ha'kleya Mishkan, huk tushu kol ha'kelim l'zalamu. All the future kelim, meaning even if a keli melts down or it gets lost or it gets destroyed or whatever it is, you're going to make another one. Don't need Mashiach. You did Mashiach the first time. That does it forever. Amar Yisrael, this is a very ambiguous statement here, the following, what exactly what he's saying. Amar Yisrael of Yisrael Shemo says in the Pasuk, Shemen Mishchas Kodesh Yihiyazel Li L'Doros Echem. It's so funny. He just quotes the Pasuk. He doesn't say that's what the Pasuk means when it says. So I think the Rambam is saying that this pasuk indicates that it is not a temporary generation specific mitzvah, but rather the Torah says it is an eternal mitzvah. L'doros Eichem, I think that's what he wants from this pasuk, is Yihiyazel L'doros Eichem, in order for you, the reader, to know that the Rambam is not breaking his own rule that he introduced in Shoresh 10. In Shoresh 10, the Rambam says that you do not count in the 613 any mitzvahs that applied only once and don't apply forever. So, and the Rambam lists this as one of those mitzvahs there, that it applies forever, and therefore, I'll show you the example in a minute because it gets a little confusing. Create some problems. But the point, I think the point in this quote here is to establish that it is a generational mitzvah, not just one time. And we'll get to more specific, but because of the fact that the Rambam himself asserts in the Yad that they never made the Shemen HaMishkan after Moshe Rabbeinu, and he says it also in the Parasha Mishnayos, the Krisis that I mentioned in the list. So because it's only made once, the Rambam is wandering into dangerous territory in his Shoresh that says that you don't count mitzvahs that are only done at one time, at one moment in time, that are never repeated. Right, so the Rambam therefore is telling you, read the pasuk. So I think that's why he quotes it. It's just really a very weird way of quoting a pasuk. He doesn't put context to it.
It works with the kind of weird lashon in the beginning that you should have this, not you should make it. Because if you should make it, only do it once. But if you should have it, you should have the rest of the Torah.
Right, very good. So at least in this Rambam, it says standalone. Without the problems that he creates for us, which we'll show you, this Rambam is, yeah, it should be for you. So you have it. You make it, but you didn't fulfill the mitzvah when you made it. Having it is a mitzvah, right? And so how do you have it? You know, you have to always make sure you have it. You know, there it is. Oh, good. It's on the shelf. It's on the shelf. Is it on the shelf? Yeah, it's on the shelf. It's on the shelf. It's on the shelf.
So over in Misasa?
Uh-huh.
So we're over in Misasa?
So now we don't have it. So we can't make sure we have it. It's gone.
Well,
right?
The mitzvah is to have it, or the mitzvah is to use it?
He says, Shetziva, Sheyihi Alanu. It should be for us. In order, Muchan, right? Be ready, Fakir. The mitzvah is, it's Muchan. You don't even have to use it ever. If a Kohen never dies, and there's no Kohen ever born, no Kohen Gadol, and you're never going to anoint it, as long as you have it there, Muchan, you've done the mitzvah. Right? I mean, on the terms of this Rambam, it would seem to be clear. Alright, so since we have the Sefer HaMitzvahs in front of us, what?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
not sure, but it seems like it's just that you have it to use it.
Yeah, no, why wouldn't he say Limshach Bo Kain Gadol? Why put us through these conniptions there? Say Yihi Alanu Bavah Limshach Muchan Limshach. Just say Yihi either Shanasa or Yihi Alanu Limshach. Putting in the word Muchan is like a. Every time you use something, it's Muchan to do it. But, you know, now he's making that into the mitzvah. It's really. Yeah. So if you go back to the pasuk and you read it now, you can say, "Oh, okay, I can see where the Rambam gets this." Because, like it says, first of all, Shem and Mishos Chodesh Yihi Azel Lila Doros Seichem, right? It should be for your generations. And then later on, what was the beforehand? Shem and Mishos Chodesh Yihiya, right? That's what we say in pasuk Chaf Hey. Right.
He clearly puts it up, but first he's talking specifically to Moshe to make it, and then, yeah. Then he turns to the B'nai Fel and says, "The oil has to be ready." And then,
right. Yeah. Right. So you can see how the Rambam read those sukkim. I mean, based on this Rambam,
that explains the
that translation.
The translation.
Yeah. Except that I don't think that they have a right to do that. Just on that alone. I'm surprised they do
their
that.
Their translations are very much translations.
Sometimes it's true. They seem to take. I'm not sure. It's always based on MS. If they have rules of translation where they either go with literal or they go with, and when they go with Rashi, when they go with somebody else, I don't know what their rules are, but sometimes they take some liberties. Anyway, I'm not criticizing, I'm just saying, I'm noting that, it's interesting that they translated it that way. All right, so that's that. Let's go back to the Rambam in Shorash 10 over here in Sefer HaMitzvahs, because this is where he references this mitzvah, and there he's going to bother us, because he's not going to define this mitzvah the way he does here. I shouldn't do that. I should just read it and let you be bothered if you're bothered. If you're not bothered, not bothered. I shouldn't taint the jury. It's not right. Okay. So it's on page Kuf Pei Beis in these things, Surah 10, in the print that you have, in the new print, in the Franca print. Surah 10. Okay. So it says the Rambam, you ready there? She'ein ra'i limnos ha-hakdamos asher heim l'tachlis achas v'natachlios. It's not appropriate to count in the mitzvahs I don't know how to say it in English, pre-necessary conditions which have a purpose, which have a goal, prerequisites. Yeah, that's right. Pa'amim yavo tzivim b'torah, sometimes there'll be commandments, ein osa mitzvim heim ha-mitzvah, but they're not the mitzvah. They're prerequisites to perform the mitzvah. As if the Torah is saying, how can this mitzvah be accomplished? So take flour and make lechem upon it, right? And then put it somewhere. So the mitzvah is to put it somewhere, but it says take flour. But that's how you do it, right? It's not appropriate to count the taking of the solos as a mitzvah and making it a bed as a mitzvah. Avol hanimne amnamhu amro. The one that's counted is what it says in the pasuk v'nasata al shulchan lechem panim l'fanai tamid. That's the mitzvah. Hinei hamitzvah amnamhu he hayos lechem panim l'fanai Hashem. The mitzvah is that there should be lechem panim before Hashem. Right? We went through, by the way, all the yukim and lechem panim. Is it to place it? Is it that it should be there? Whatever. Then he tells you how to do it. And how to make it. For what? Fine. Those aren't mitzvahs. Those are hechitimtzis, how to perform the mitzvah. On the same approach, it would similarly be that you don't count Amr what it says in Tetzaveh Yichui Lach Hashem Zayizach, that you take for you olive oil. I will give that Amr, but you do count the pasuk that says Lahalos Ner Tamid, right? Vezehu Hatavas Haneros Kamoshes Bar B'Tamid. Fine. So how to do the Ner Tamid is olive oil. The olive oil itself isn't the mitzvah. V'al Zeh Haderach V'Atzad La'Yimne Amr Kachal Chasamim. By the Ktaris. I will give him the Ktaris of Ktaris B'chayom. There's a mitzvah to count the Ktaris. But there's no mitzvah to take the spices to put them together. That's what's counted is the actual Ktaris. And it says, Kachal Chasamim, Hakdama B'tzibu Yishul Nabar, Ektaris HaMitzvah Azos, Ktaris Azos. Me'ezit Dabertia, how to make it. The chain, here we go. Kachal chav b'samim rosh. Take these. What's the translation of b'samim rosh again? Choice spices, right? Kachal chav b'samim rosh. I lost my place. Lo yimane. It's not counted as a mitzvah to take the spices. But amnam yimne hatzibu shetzivana shenun shachkanim gedolim. However, he does count the mitzvah that he commanded us to anoint kohanim gedolim. Umalachim uklei hamikdash b'shemen hamishcha hama tuar, which is described the specific shemen hamishcha. So here the Rambam refers to the mitzvah in mitzvah lamed hay as a mitzvah that he commanded us to anoint kohenim gedolim and malachim and klei hakodesh b'shemen hamish. Okay, so he doesn't say v'amnam yimne hatzivu sheyehiya lanu muchan. He doesn't say that. He's referring to the same mitzvah. So what I like about this problem is that you can't do the easy way out that some people, which I happen to disagree with, like to do, which is the Rambam changed his mind between the Sefer HaMitzvos and the Yad. Okay, you want to try that? Try that. But here, this is the Sefer HaMitzvos, right? And he's clearly saying it differently than he says it later on when he lists the mitzvah. But it gets worse. It gets more difficult. The Rambam, in what they call...
I'm missing the issue right now.
Okay.
He's saying that you can't. He's saying you. The mitzvah is not to. The Lord's desire is not to make it.
Yeah.
But is that you should anoint with it.
He's saying the mitzvah is not to gather it together or take it or whatever it is. The mitzvah is to anoint with it, right?
Okay.
So therefore, he proved his point that the hakdamas to the mitzvah is not a mitzvah. While he's saying that point, he's defining the mitzvah as anointing Kohen and Gedolim.
Right. Okay. So if we look at, I'm saying, if you look at the mitzvah,
yeah,
and you start out with the mindset,
uh-huh,
we're going with the mindset to try initially when we were kind of going into, uh-huh, it, we're saying it's not going to be to make it. But if you look at it and you just say, it's that you have to have stuff ready. Why? Because you're going to anoint because you're going to do it. The tzivui, I mean, it's not saying that there's a tzivui for it, but he's giving steps to it. Have this ready so you can anoint it.
That's weird though. I mean, that's weird if indeed you want to say that the mitzvah is to anoint. Just say, do it. What do you mean? He's made that it should be for us. Muchan limshach. Right? And the Rambam here does say it. That's what he says it. I mean, it's a clear, distinct language difference between the Rambam and the Shoresh and over here.
Would it be better if they should with this oil? That's what you're saying.
Yeah, the Shemen HaMishcha. Yeah, and what is the Shemen HaMishcha? Here's the recipe. You know what I'm saying? Just say that. When you say Lihyos, Yihi Yelanu Shemen, not even that we should make, Yihi Yelanu Shemen, Muchan, something's going on there.
But if that was the Rambam's point here, and the quote that pasuk of Yihiyah.
So what does he quote?
But he's quoting the action of anointing. So he is pointing.
The bottom is summary pasuk. He didn't just have it.
In the end, he does quote it there.
So what are you saying? You're saying the pasuk in Emor?
I'm talking about the pasuk in Emor. The very first pasuk he quotes as the source of this mitzvah is which seems to be where he's
quoting. One second.
Not quoting
that pasuk can't be the pasuk that's the source of the mitzvah, because that pasuk doesn't even describe an action at all. That pasuk describes a kohen gadol. He's just proving from that pasuk that limshach bo kol kohen gadol she yismane, the way we see in Emor that that's how he's nismane. V'chein yimshach bo kses malachim, period. And he doesn't prove a pasuk for that. Right. That pasuk, so the action pasuk that he's using as a source is going to be later. I'm going to say, right, Shemin Mishnah's Kodesh Yihiyah Zila Dorosechem. And by the way, in that pasuk, the word Yihiyah really comes out nicely. It should just be. Yet Rambam is like literal. Shema Mishnah says Yihiyah. It should be. Just have it. It should be there. Make sure that it bees. Mm-hmm. Right? It actually fits very much in the language. Yeah. Alright. So it's alright. So again, if we were stuck with that alone, we would have a kasha. But now we're stuck with more. Everywhere you look, the Rambam does something different. And the Rambam, as we know, is the most particular Rishon we could ever look at. The Rambam in Minyan HaMitzvos, which is different than Sefer HaMitzvos, where he lists the mitzvos in the index to his Mishnah Torah, and I didn't bring it, oh boy. The Rambam in Minyan HaMitzvos, I have the language here, I wrote it down, writes like this, Mitzvah Lamed Hei, writes, Limshoach Kohen Gadol U'Malachim B'Shemen HaMishnah, right, to anoint. Right, it's in Abba, yeah. Right in the beginning of Abba. Limshoach Kohen Gadol U'Malachim B'Shemen HaMishnah, and he quotes a different pasuk, by the way. He quotes there a pasuk, Sheman Mishchas Kodesh. Right, so that you would see why, you can see a little bit why he uses that pasuk, because it's a Mishchas Kodesh. So you see that it's used for Mishichas, but there's no verb there, by the way. There's no verb there. It's just Sheman Mishchas Kodesh is the verb he uses.
The idea of the Shorashim, are they there to just define how he got there, or is it the progression? This is how Yishon Shem Torah works, and then his writings kind of comes after that, like you should read them in order, or is the Shorashim more of the reason I'm saying that, or the asking that, is because if the Shorashim are supposed to come first, then he's giving explanation to why he's saying it this way, is don't think that, or, well actually whatever, he however you want to say which comes first, whatever, but he's saying, he's giving explanation why he would say this, is because don't think it's about the oil, it's really about whatever, and then the Minyan Mitzvot, he goes the same way, but he's not. There's more psukim that have to do with making the oil. There are more words, I think, that have to do with making the oil than there are about what to do with the oil. So he can't. So he's not trying to ignore that.
So I'm not sure what you're saying. I'm not sure.
Meaning, in the mitzvah, he's acknowledging the chashivus of it, but in the shorashim, he's saying, "Why it's not its own mitzvah? It's really the reason for this is really a buckal action to the
The shorashim, he's saying it is a mitzvah. He's just saying what." Part of it is not a mitzvah. In the Shorashim is saying, you could have counted the gathering together of the materials or the making of it, and you're not because it's only done as a hakdama to pouring it.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is he's acknowledging the importance of that by using this lashon, but he's making clear that's not the mitzvah.
What is the mitzvah?
It's a pour. As he explains it is.
I'm not trying to make problems. I'm just saying that he doesn't say it should be ready to pour. He says that you should pour it. I'm just saying in casually that he's using it as an example of a larger principle. He uses several examples. So he's not coming to define this mitzvah. He's using this as a way of defining a principle, and he uses several principles, several examples. In using this mitzvah as an example, he frames the mitzvah in a totally different way than he does over there. Right? Any way we look at it, he's clearly saying the mitzvah, he says it differently, and there's some awkwardness in his language, and it refers to a different pasuk. So, but in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, again, there also, in the list of mitzvahs that he says, the language was Limshach Kohen Gadol U'Malachim B'Shemen HaMishnah. Okay. Then, in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash in Sefer Avodah, right, in Avodah, in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, and I think you have a Rambam Avodah there, at least one or two, if you want to look. Yeah, okay. So it's Halacha Aleph. So first of all, look at his introduction. This is what they call Rimzei HaMitzvahs. Rimzei HaMitzvahs are the introductions to each of the books, right? That's not the Minyan HaMitzvahs. That's what I just quoted. But Rimzei HaMitzvahs is, I don't know what it means, references to the mitzvahs, hints to the mitzvahs. I don't know. So look at this. Rimzei HaMitzvahs. Lasos Shemen HaMishcha. Number one, mitzvah number one in Hilchos Kli HaMikdash, mitzvah number one, there's the 14 mitzvahs here. Mitzvah number one is to make Shemen HaMishcha. Okay, he doesn't say Lihiyah Shemen HaMishcha, he doesn't say Limshoach B'Shemen HaMishcha, to make. And he does not have another mitzvah of anointing a Kohen Gadol or anointing a Melech. Making it. Then he tells you, in the course of his halakas, he's going to tell you what to do with it. But the mitzvah is to make it. Okay. So let's go into the halacha itself, halacha aleph. Mitzvahs asay, la'asas shemen hamishcha, sheyehye muchan ledvarim shetzrichen meshicha bo. Right? Again, he doesn't even say sheyimshichu bo. He doesn't say sheyimshichu bo, right? Sheyehye muchan ledvarim shetzrichen meshicha bo. So the mitzvahs asay is to make shemen hamishcha. So when are you saying hinni muchan mezuman? At the moment that you're sitting there with your pharmaceutical tools, and you're mashing and mixing and whatever it is, you're saying hini muchan mezuman l'kayim mitzvah saseh shenem alazah shemen hamishcha, right? Right? And why are you doing it? Sheyehiyah muchan ledvarim shetzrichen meshicha bo. He doesn't, right? Okay, let's go on. But as it says, v'asisa osa shem hamishcha chadesh.
Where is it? Here?
What? Yeah.
What is that? In our parsha?
Isn't it?
Okay,
yeah. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, right. Okay, now all of a sudden he gives you an action verb, the asisa.
I thought this
right?
was only for Moshe. So
very good.
Moshe, right?
Right. Now the Rambam is going to make it worse because he's going to tell you that Moshe is the only one who ever did it and never will do it. The halacha base. Okay, he goes and gives you the whole formula here. We don't have to go through it now. If you want to, fine, but I promise you I'm not hiding anything relevant from you by skipping halacha base, okay? So he tells you what Moshe did exactly in great detail. And then he goes on. And halacha dalid, and Gimli is just telling you what the source material is. I mean, what the physical ingredients are. In dalid, he says, Ha'osu shemen ha'mishcha, k'maaseh hazeh, k'mishcha l'hazeh, v'lohosu l'gara, b'meizah chayv taras, v'shagam ha'bikhatas. This answers your question to some degree. Because here he says, if you make the Shemen HaMishcha in the same exact formula, Yechayev Chatas, right? That's not going to be, that's not Moshe's, right? Shenema Asher Yikach Kamahu, okay. Behusha Yasas Elohimashabot, that's only if he does it for Mashicha. I mean, Moshe, it's not if he does it to learn, or to give it to somebody else as a gift, right? Like his favorite Christian friend who loves biblical stuff, and he says, here, I made you the Shemen HaMishcha, then he's Pater. I don't know if it's mutter, but he's pater. Okay. Then, if you're sach, okay, Mishemen HaMishcha is Mamezin Chayev, because I is Mamezin Chayev Karetz, okay, fine. Then he goes and says, okay, involve Echad HaSach, another way of violating these halachas, okay. Then he says, in Zion, Ein Moshchen Mimenu, Ladoros, Elekonim Gedolim, you only use this for a Kohen Gadol, Umashuach Melchama, right, it's a special time of Shulchan Chama. Umachib HaSavav Levad, and kings from the house of David. Afil HaKohen Ben Kohen, who you're going to anoint as a Kohen Gadol. Even if his father was already, right, a Kohen. Moshchen, obviously he's already a Kohen, but he's already anointed. I assume he means Moshchen HaSav, you do Mashiach HaShem Baruch HaKohen HaMashiach Tachtav Mi Banav. And that was Aaron, who also had Mashiach, and yet his kids had to have it. Okay. Then he says, look at Ches, but by his sheni, lo, haya, shalo haya sham shemen ha-mishcha, haya kohen gadol misrabe bil vishas begadim bavad. Haya lo mishbigde kohen gadola. So how do you become a kohen gadol? But till now, you think you become a kohen gadol by having shemen ha-mishcha poured on you. Then he says, by his sheni, they didn't have it, so then they didn't use it. So then what did he do? He dressed up in the extra kohen, and they began. So clearly the Rambam isn't saying the way to become a Kohen Gadol is to do it. It's evidently, I'm going to say it like this, when you fulfill the mitzvah of having it available to do Mashicha, then when you have a Kohen Gadol, you should use it. And if you don't have it available at the time that you are appointed Kohen Gadol, then you do it some other way, right? So it's not a mitzvah to be Moshech the oil, it's a mitzvah to make it available for it to be Nimshach, right? I mean, I'm just saying practically, I'm not even using language anymore. The Rambam just told you there's a mitzvah to make it in order for it to be available to do Mashiach on the proper people. Then he goes and tells you the proper people could become what they are without the Mashiach. So you don't even have to do Mashiach in order to do it, right? So it must be that when you have it, you must use it, but when you don't have it, you don't need it. So the mitzvah isn't that you must do Mashiach on a Kohen Gadol. The mitzvah is, you have to be ready to do Mashiach.
Be the mitzvah to do the Mashiach, and if you don't have it, it's not Ma'akev.
Okay, very good. So it's not Ma'akev, and the mitzvah is, okay, if you have it to do Mashiach, I hear. Okay, could be.
I mean, I agree with your point.
I'm just saying, once we're stuck with this language of Shayihi and Muchan, it sounds like he's saying, when you have it available, you're going to use it.
Right.
When you don't have it available, you're not going to use it. But the mitzvah is that it should be available. That the mitzvah isn't you should use it, because he doesn't even say Imlo Haya Shemana Mishcha, whatever. Vayishani, when it wasn't there, you know.
And it was the Kohen Gadol second verse of Mikdash, inferior form of.
I don't think so.
That might be like a Hakira, depending on how you learn this, right?
Uh-huh.
If you say it's only a. You don't have it. Now we didn't have it just because we're stuck, but it's like now you have an inferior.
I mean, all the
he didn't make himself in.
Lagabi, what would be inferior? Lagabi, what would be. The whole Kedusha by Shani, we understand, was less, but Lagabi, what. Halachically, he had all the dinim, all the yisurim, all the requirements, all the avoda, everything. He died more often. Keita Moshinus HaKohen. Okay, how do you do it? So he gives you the whole thing with the shape. Okay, then he says. Where is this Rambam? In Perek Beis?
No, Perek Aleph. Perek Aleph still. No, where we were before.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Perek Aleph, Malacha Beis.
Oh, yeah. Ukvar Asot Moshe Beis Lamidbar.
The very last line of Beis.
Yeah.
V'nishar Hashemen.
V'hinicha B'kli L'daros. Right, interesting. That's all, okay. So that, okay. Right. Alright, so you said, okay, that's alright, so he implies here, you're right, he implies here that it's the Doros. The Rambam in Perish and Mishnayos is Beferish, that Moshe Rabbeinu made it, hot creases, yeah, I have, you know what, it's in the computer room, because I just took it out before to look at it again. Okay, I mean, we see certainly the Rambam is very, Benishra Hashem and Anicha B'Kli L'Doros is good enough for what we're looking for right now. But if you find that, it's great. So, I just want to point out here a couple of things. So first of all, so now we have the Rambam in the Rimzei HaMitzvah saying Limshoch Bo Kohen Gadol, right? We have the Rambam in the Yad itself saying Mitzvah to say Lasa Shivan HaMishcha Sheyeh Muchan, right? We have the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah saying Sheyeh, right? Mitzvah Sheyivano Sheyeh Yalanu. And we have the Rambam in the Shrashim saying also, Lim Shachbo, right? That we should be Moshe with it, right? So, the Radvaz over here in Klan Mikdash, you have it in the Franco Rambam. The Radvaz here asks a couple of questions on the Rambam. It's very interesting what he says, because he clearly understands that, he understands the Rambam that it's that the mitzvah is clearly the Asiya itself, but he says something which is slightly problematic. You see the Radvaz on the left side. We can't go through the whole thing, but he says here, Vesu Kasha. There was like six lines down in the narrow lines, right in the middle of the. There was eight lines down. See where he says Vesu Kasha, the little period there. Vesu Kasha, the B'Shemen HaMishcha, Mana Asiyasa Mitzvah. You see that? Good, yeah. So he says, in addition, I have a Kasha, in the B'Shemen HaMishcha, the Rambam counts its making as a mitzvah, but lamana mishichasa mitzvah, and he doesn't count the mishicha as a mitzvah. Right? He doesn't say there's a mitzvah to be moshech anybody. With the k'taras, mana haktarasa mitzvah. By the k'taras, he counts the actual burning of it. Lo mana asiyasa b'chlal, and he doesn't count the making of it. B'chlal minin mitzvah in the list of minin mitzvah. So he doesn't understand the inconsistency. By k'taras, he has the function of it as a mitzvah. And not the putting it together. And by the Mishon HaMishcha, he has the putting it together, and not the Mashicha itself, not the function. Yesh Lomar, so he says, Shalomana HaRazal, Ela HaMitzvahs HaNagos L'Doros. He's only counting ongoing practices. U Mashichas Klei HaMikdash Lo Haizan HaNagos L'Doros. They never did Mashicha, right? Deva Mashichas Klei HaMishcha Niskachu Kol HaKelim Lazid Lava. Bachisa B'Sifri. Okay, Amir Yisala, Shemen Mishchas Kodesh Yehiyah Zeh Lila Darasechem Haresha Asiyasa Amenas Adaras. He says, so the Pasuk Shema Mishchas Kodesh Yehiyah Zeh Lila Darasechem tells you the making of it is Ladaras, the Eina Mashiach Ladaras. The Mashiach isn't Ladaras, the making it is Ladaras, right? Which is very weird.
Making it Ladaras either. It's emotion making.
Right.
It's much more the opposite.
Right.
You do the Mashiach in the future, you don't make it in the future.
Right, it's interesting. He said, no, you don't do the Mashiach, he's saying you never
do it. No, but you do Mashiach on people.
Oh, very good, okay.
You do Mashiach on, but
right.
You can't make it again.
It's,
you can get cars if you make it again.
Well, so he says, he takes care of that a little bit. Look at it, and the final narrow line. V'chihechi de Mashiach ha-zakelim, lo haya mitzvah l'daras, k'dei akach, Mashiach ha-zakonim, umalachim, Eina mitzvah. Once Mashiach is already, but partially doesn't apply Ladaras, so he's saying the rest of it, which does happen Ladaras, is also not a mitzvah, because the mitzvah Mashiach is already not Ladaras. The Kivin Shei Esher Limnos Mashiach I Esher Shelo Nimna Asiyaso. So you can't not count the making of it if you can't count the pouring of it. Avo Maisek Torres Kivin Shetachlis Asiyaso Lahakti Menu Amazbeh Chazav. And right, limanais asiyasei asiyas akteras ella akteraso shehu taklas hamitzvah, because the purpose is to do it. Therefore, count the doing itself, and that is right. V'chemana nesarav. Okay, so it's hard to understand what he's saying. It's not much hard to understand what he's saying. Yeah. Well, you can't count the pouring of it, so therefore
right.
You're going to be left with the making of it. Because you have it l'doras eichem. That we already know. But the Mashiach is not l'doras eichem. So therefore, what's left is the astia. But it's weird because the Rambam already said that anything which is a hakdama to a thing, you don't count, right, in Shorash 10. So this astia is only hakdama to something, and you're saying there's something that it's hakdama to, it doesn't practice l'doras. So how can you count the hakdama l'doras? It's like a circular logic, right? It's
I,
like a,
yeah, I don't. I mean, because
well,
he
said the exception to the rule.
This.
If it's something which is not done, then you don't do a Ladaros,
right?
So it's an exception. Yeah, it's a one-time mitzvah.
It's a one-time mitzvah to make it.
Yeah, me.
No, clearly saying that bothers him. Since it's not Ladaros, I don't want to count it.
So what is Ladaros though?
Right. So that's
what
the
aspect
question.
Of it is Ladaros.
For a mitzvah, so
the pouring it.
Yeah,
he's like you're going to keep pouring it on people.
Yeah.
The people part is considered secondary.
It could be the Radvaz means something along the lines of what we were saying before about the Yihi Yamuchan, meaning the Radvaz is saying the actual act of pouring never really happened by the Kelim. And therefore the pouring, even though it did happen by Malachim and it did happen by Kohanim, but that's already not a Ladaras thing. So what is Ladaras? The making. What do you mean? You only made it once? Yeah, but it's not the making as making, mixing. It's the making to make it be there, and that's Ladaras. That's how it seems. I'm just wondering if that's really what he means. That he understood that it's the making to make it be there, because the Rambam does say over here in the mitzvah of making, sheyehiya muchan ledvarim. So therefore, ledaros, it is ledaros that it has to always be there. I don't know, but
I feel like he's trying to get around the idea of you can't make it again.
Yeah.
And so you have to emphasize the idea it has to be there because you can't make it again. And and I feel like if we took out all the parts about it having to be there, then it would create more confusion about, well, then what if we don't have it? So the idea, by emphasizing, no, it's going to be there, and that's the big element of it, then you get around the idea that, well, you get cars if you make it. I mean, it brings up, you went through a whole lot of issues of, well, how can we get around making it? Ooh. You know, it would be that. So it's just that, the idea is it was made once to keep it.
There is a similar discussion by the Aron. We're trying to get into this by the Aron, right? The Aron is only made once in history, and yet there's a shiloh of counting making the Aron as a separate mitzvah, right? And the Ramban says, because since if it would be destroyed, you would have to make it, so it counts as a mitzvah of the Doris, even though it only happened once, right? They never made two Aronis, right? They never replaced the Aron with another Aron. So
it didn't happen the second?
They didn't have it.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, so I mean, it's an interesting issue. So the disparities here, I mean, they're really like, you know, it's like the Rama really ties us up in a, it's
yeah.
really hard. So there's two ways of approaching this. One way to approach this is, he doesn't mean what he says, or there's a way of merging them, or whatever it is. Another way of approaching it is that the Rambam is coming to do different things in different places. Because, and the truth is, the Rambam, it's not only that he defines the mitzvah differently, but he quotes different psukim. The pasuk that he quotes in Rimzei HaMitzvos is, what I said was, Shema Mishchas Chodesh. That's all he says. There was Shema Mishchas, and the, yeah, I don't have that here, and the long list of Sefer Mitzvahs in the book of Mada, right before Mada. So he just says, Shema Mishchas Chodesh, right? And over here, he quotes the pasuk of Asisa. And in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he quotes the pasuk of L'dor HaSeichem, right? Which is, the whole pasuk is, Shema Mishchas Kadosh Yehiyah Zeli L'dor HaSeichem, right? By the way, the Gemara says Zeh, meaning Zeh, the one that Moshe made and nothing else, because you're never going to make it again, right? It's very interesting. More increases. So I have a feeling that the Rambam is coming to describe different goals, and this may actually lead us into a principle that we can use in Sefer HaMitzvahs, which is that I think we can safely say, we kind of ran into this a couple of times, we can safely say that in the Yad, the Rambam's goal is to tell you the function, how to do something, right? The Rambam's goal is to tell you how to do something. So the Rambam tells you over here that the action that I want you to do is to make Shemen HaMishcha by a certain formula and have it around, right? That's the thing that I want you to do. That's not the essence of the mitzvah. The essence of the mitzvah is not to make it. The essence of the mitzvah is it should be ready to do Mashiach, right? But the action, this is the Yad HaChazakah, it's a halacha book, I'm telling you what to do. So the action is, number one, is Moshe Rabbeinu, do it like this. And by the way, don't replicate this anybody else in any other way. So I'm giving you all the details of the action. But it's all, here he's just telling you the action of the mitzvah. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, he's just telling you the yesod of the mitzvah. What I would say in English is the principle of the mitzvah, the point of the mitzvah. The point is, indeed, it should be available. That's the point of it. So therefore he says it's available. Of course he's going to say in the action mitzvah to make it, because that's how you do it. The mitzvah is, that's how you do it. And then you do it once. But it's a mitzvah l'doros, because the mitzvah is that you want to have it around. But the action that is definable as the action for this mitzvah is actually the carrying it out. The carrying it out, that's what I mean. The carrying out of the mitzvah is the asisa. But that's not the definition of the concept of the mitzvah. So the concept of the mitzvah is that it should be available. That I want you to always have this around. Yihyeh lechem. The purpose of the mitzvah is to do Mashiach. Meaning, why do I want you to have it? To do Mashiach. So when in the Shoresh, he's referencing the mitzvah in terms of its purpose. Why is he referencing it in the Shoresh in terms of its purpose? Because there, in the context of the Shoreshim, the Shoresh tends to tell you that preparation for the thing isn't the mitzvah. So in that context, he tells you what the purpose is, because he's trying to emphasize prerequisites versus purpose, because that's the distinction he's trying to make over there. So therefore, in that context, he tells you the purpose is Mashiach. But that's not the action. The action of the mitzvah isn't Mashiach. The action is going to be to make it. And that's what he's going to tell you in Klei HaMikdash. How to actually do the thing is to actually mix it together. It only happened once. And I understand it's a mitzvah l'doros to have it. The action of that mitzvah is making it, right? But the purpose is Mashiach. So when I'm telling you, don't count prerequisites or introductions to it, I'm going to contrast the prerequisites to the purpose. The purpose is doing Mashiach. That would be the thing. But if I'm defining the action of the mitzvah, it's going to be to make it. But I'm defining the essence of the mitzvah, the yisod of the mitzvah, the principle behind it, is that I always want it available.
Dilney, the issue with that is that he's using the same lashon of mitzvah. It would seem like there's no. You would say, like, if he's going for in Sefer Mitzvah to enumerate the 613 that is brought down by Amasar 613, so then you would use that lashon of mitzvah, and then if you're using it for here, I mean, if you go through the Ramazan, the
Rimzei Mitzvah,
yeah. So are there 613? Are there more? Are there less?
Yeah, no. The Rimzei Mitzvah, these introductions to each one, they all total 613.
Okay. So yeah. The thing is that he's now, like, it's weird that he's enumerating three lists of different 613.
That's what's very confusing about
yeah.
it. Because if you're going to say, okay, fine, so the yad's about the halacha, the mitzvah, the sefer mitzvah about the enumeration of the mitzvah, which are different, because the laws, the halacha is how you do a mitzvah. That's very different than just saying,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's
mm-hmm.
law and how to do the law.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very kind of bizarre thing to keep using the same structure. Like, I understand why different places he would say different things. To use the same wording and the same enumeration.
The same rubric called mitzvah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You like, use different words.
Yeah. I hear. We're just stuck. So I'm trying to trifurcate, not bifurcate. I'm trying to trifurcate that there's really what I'm saying is there's the carrying out of the mitzvah, there's the purpose of the mitzvah, and there's the principle of the mitzvah, right? So the carrying out is the halacha book.
The what, the why, and how.
Yeah, right. That's right. The where, that's
which
right.
is the principle?
What?
Which one is the principle?
The principle would be
Sefer
HaMitzvahs. Yeah, Sefer HaMitzvahs would be
Shiyei
Muchan, right. I want you to always have it. I'm not telling you how to do it. I'm not telling you, right? The bottom line is, but the purpose of it is going to be to, because you're going to do Mashiach with it when you can, right? Right, that's the purpose. But the, so again, what were the three words you
the
used?
What, the line,
the
how.
What is,
the
yes.
what is the short list? The
yeah, lots
why
of,
is the slightly enumerated.
It's,
more stuff, I guess, so
yeah.
slightly longer. The how is all the interesting.
Okay, I see. The how is actually the halacha, the doing. Right. Okay. So again, so the what? Yeah, the what would be? Bottom line is you're going to do mashicha with this oil.
That's the short list.
Right. That's right. That's why it says limshachbo in the right in the mitzvah.
You can also
right.
compare it very similarly to the to then if we're what why
yeah.
the why of the sefer mitzvah is then very akin to the chinuch because that's. That's
there
exactly
the Shorash HaMitzvah, right. It says, by the way, if you look in the chinuch here, I didn't copy it and I didn't bring it. If you look in the chinuch here, not in the place I want him to do it, which would be in the, where he defines the mitzvah, but in the Shorash HaMitzvah, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us always to have it available, right? So that already, I'm just saying, he doesn't say it really where I wanted to say it, but he does get into the, I wanted to say it in the technical part of the mitzvah, but he says it in the Shorash HaMitzvah, but that's your point. Because the chinuch is trying to do the why, right? So in the why, it's to have it a bit, right? Right. But the purpose is going to be to do Mashiach. And how you're going to do it physically is you're going to mix this stuff up. And Moshe only did that once. Anyway, okay, so that's as close as I can get.
Did he just make like a...
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to also figure out how much of this did he make, because it said it didn't say how much oil did it.
It doesn't say how much oil. Say right.
So
the thing is
very.
Yeah, I mean, but he's doing this kafyavanis. I don't think it's, we have this image of like oil.
Right, it has to be. I think I looked at Horace. It has to be just enough to cover the.
Yeah,
how much oil?
But you have to cover something that's the size of the base mattress, right?
Yeah,
and that's the size of the mizbeach.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I mean,
how
he had
much,
to make tremendous
yeah,
amount.
Did they have to pour it all over the whole mizbeach?
I don't know. That's
I
why I
know.
Was thinking I was wondering, like, how
I don't know.
Do it?
I don't know.
Because, I mean,
I
for
know.
People, it's just you make the crown.
I don't think you need it very much.
To be over, you just need to be soft like a zayas. Yeah.
On somebody or on a thing?
I don't know.
That says, like, Nezo Rosho. For a person, and that was the way they.
This is more. I mean, like, you have this concept.
I don't know.
Like,
I really don't know how much they use.
That's hilarious.
I don't know.
Concept of like a mice and the silver skin with.
Yeah.
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 But it kind of
yeah.
it's kind of close. You're kind of using that idea a little bit. What you're doing.
Yeah.
But then
right.
What are you really fulfilling?
Right. Right.
Really,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Their terminology. I don't know how you.
Yeah.
Call
I don't
that.
They don't. Have, they always have two. They never have three.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm calling it the purpose, which is
yeah.
it's not even the soda. It's not the essence of the mitzvah. It's the practical goal. The practical goal, which is pour it on the guy's head. It's amazing, by the way. I can't find where the Rambam proves from Chumash that there's any anointing of a king. I can't. I just found a side point. I don't see in the Yad either where he asserts that it's done for a king. That we have to stop, but.
But he I don't see where he said where he shows. He says from the Kohen Gadol, he gives you the pasuk. The king, I don't see where he does that. Okay. All right. Yishkoach.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.